I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I along. Believe that everyone wants to love
All
and
be loved.
All of
these add up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
I'm Houston Public Radio's Paul Pendergraft. We're localizing the historic radio series, This I Believe. Each week we're sharing a local essay written and voiced by a fellow Houstonian. Just like in the original broadcast in the 1950s and the current version airing on NPR, these essays reflect the personal beliefs of the men and women who wrote them. Today we meet Anthony LaPorte. Anthony is a native of New York, but he's lived in Houston for 20 years. He came to Houston to attend the University of Houston Law School. After graduation, he focused on civil litigation, and in his private practice, Anthony is a passionate advocate for his clients. In his essay, Anthony speaks passionately on behalf of a fundamental American right that he feels is under attack. Here's Anthony LaPorte with his essay for Houston Public Radio's This I Believe.
I believe in juries and the jury system. I believe in their ability to discern truth from lies, agreements from proposals, and legal duties from moral obligations. For over a decade, as a trial attorney, I've had the opportunity to present cases to juries in Texas. When I started, my firm represented several big companies whose risk managers routinely told us of their desire to avoid juries at all costs. It was as if, although the general public was fit to purchase and use the company's product, the average consumer was not suited to decide the right and wrong of the claims involving it. Though the company ran extensive marketing studies, it always acted as if the jury box would be filled with space aliens. Recently, my firm and I defended a wrongful death case involving a large corporation. Some 5 years after the man's death, the case did proceed to jury trial. The jury listened to 2 weeks of testimony from the widow, the company employees, the witnesses, and the experts. The jury deliberated for 4 hours and ultimately ruled against the widow and her family. The company's directors were genuinely surprised, for after having nightmarish visions of huge bags of money being carted away and their employees' heads put on pikes, they couldn't believe that a jury would decide the case fairly. Our jury system harkens back to Old English times, when it was decided that having 12 assorted individuals from the community rule upon disputes would be a safe method, and that no one would be able to improperly influence all of them. Juries preclude governing majorities, red or blue, from controlling justice. Juries, as opposed to arbitrators, avoid the sort of pay-for-justice schemes that so many foreign jurisdictions seemingly embrace. There are countries where individuals cannot get a jury trial, and, rest assured, you would not want to live there. Before I became an attorney, I thought that aged, powdered-wigged men in robes were the embodiment of justice. I was wrong. Law, equity, and justice lie in the unified statement of randomly collected citizens. The power of a person's voice and their beliefs are heard in the jury box perhaps more than anywhere in public life. Although juries may have 12 different voices in the parking lot, they speak in harmony at court. I've won and I've lost, but I've never seen the jury get it wrong. It is the true jealous protector of the rights of our people. This I believe.
That's Anthony LaPorte with his essay for Houston Public Radio's This I Believe. All local essays broadcast in this radio series are archived on our website. There you'll also find a link through which you could submit your essay for broadcast. Our web address is kuhf.org. I'm Paul Pendergraft.